There's something seedy about this club. Something that was always absent at my previous club, the Manor. My old haunt in the Surrey Hills felt like home. The lavish grounds, the refined decor, the social environment. It felt like an extension of my life, and it was. Huck's is just somewhere I come to fuck. It's always basked in dim, erotic lighting, and the fog of moans that follow you everywhere cement themselves in your head, lingering long after you've left the building. Everything always happens in slow motion here. People walking, people talking, mouths moving so slowly you can pretty much lip-read every word being said. Talk of fantasies, of intentions and deepest, darkest desires. Nothing is sacred here. There's no mystery or intrigue. You walk through those doors off a London back street and you know exactly what you're going to get. Sex. Sex of the filthy kind. The emotionless scene suits me down to the ground. I don't have time for the complications of a relationship. Standing behind her kneeling form, I curl the chains around her neck and squeeze. Just a fraction. Until her breath is even shallower than her orgasm has left her. I dip, getting my face close to hers. "Thanks for playing," I whisper in her ear, before moving my mouth south and biting down on her cheek. She turns her head and stares at me with eyes that still harbor endless hunger. Hunger for me. Releasing her, leaving her on her knees, I stride into the adjoining bathroom and take a shower, washing away the potent scent of sex. Once I've dried off, I stare at myself in the mirror. My blue eyes tired. My dark hair limp and falling across my forehead, covering the few creases that have formed in recent years. Though I've avoided the dreaded grey, not bad for 39, Drew. I get back into my suit and make my way through the club as I scroll through my phone to see where the lads are. Now I've let off some steam. It's time for a beer. "Hey, Drew." I slow and turn, seeing the owner of this decadent pleasure pit, Cole Hucks, zipping up the fly of his trousers, his vast chest bare, the swell of his biceps shimmering with sweat under the dim lights. "What's up, Cole?" "Here." His 6'7" frame is before me in a few long paces, his huge hand holding out a piece of paper. "What's this?" I ask, tentatively taking it. "Newbie." He turns and wanders off to his office. "She said she wants someone cold, emotionless, and filthy." "So you thought of me," I say to myself, looking down at the name and mobile number. "Raya." I muse, stuffing the note in my pocket and heading for my car. I can do cold and emotionless and filthy, with little effort. Actually, with no effort.